Hey, it's Randy Miles in the studio with Chancellor Searcy. That means it's Reach Out Thursday, and I had a peek at the subject today, and I think it's going to be really, really deep today.
Yeah, it is. Today's scripture is Ephesians 6 and 12, and it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So this is kind of deep, but I want you all to just stick with me. First of all, I want to give you a quick lesson on the triune of a human. I kind of touched on this a couple of months ago, but our body is made up of three entities, sort of like an egg. Our spirit is our innermost part. This is what God breathed into Adam. This is how you relate to and commune with God. Mm-hmm. Then is our soul. That's your persona, your mind, your emotions, your will. This is how you relate to others or commune with people. And lastly is our flesh. This is your blood, bones, your carnal nature. This is how you relate to the world or to the environment. And this is important because you need to understand what you are dealing with in the world when you are encountering people. This is real big when it comes to evangelism. Mm-hmm. We all know that the devil is always busy, but he is extremely busy when you are trying to do some kind of work for the kingdom of God.
For sure.
So when you are ministering to someone and they become violent or combative, understand that it isn't always a fleshly thing, but most of the time it's spiritual. So don't always ball your fist up and look for a fight because someone is bad-mouthing you. First, attack it in a spiritual manner. On the flip side, I knew this one group of Christians that used to go out and minister, and they were always aggressive and combative, looking for a fight from those they were ministering to. So when I asked them why this was their attitude, their response was, "Because people need to know that Christians aren't soft."
We are not.
And these evangelists obviously were dealing with some type of spiritual and fleshly issues themselves. But when ministering, you will deal with people arguing with you, security guards kicking you out, guys and women flirting with you. Don't get drawn into all the nonsense and the distractions. Look at the situations from a spiritual standpoint rather than a fleshly one. I once approached a group of guys that were cursing and drinking, and when I started ministering to them, they became combative. Mm. So I started praying to myself, and then the leader of the group calmed them all down, and at the end, two of them gave their lives to Christ. So don't let your flesh bully you. Be led by the Spirit, not just when it comes to evangelizing, but in your everyday life. The devil is looking to control you and your spirit by controlling your flesh. So if you conquer your spirit, then you will conquer your flesh. If you conquer your flesh, then you will conquer the devil.
My goodness, that's powerful. Powerful words. You did this 365-day soul winning quest, which is the name of your book, where you actually evangelize to people like that. And you have those scenarios in the book. How can they find that?
Yep, you can pick the book up at my website, soulwinningquest.com. It's also available online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and some other outlets.
Thank you so much, Chancellor. And coming up in a couple of weeks, we have some more deep subjects that we're going to get into.
Yes, we are, Randy. Thank you for having me.